Mark speaking.
Hey, Mark, it's Steve at the Bank of Cardiff.
How you doing, Steve?
Good. How's your day going?
Not bad. Actually, heading out to those offices to kind of figure out which one location I was going to pick out.
Nice. Right on, man. Sounds like a good day.
Got three of them. I got three of them to look at and got to make a decision by Monday, so.
Cool.
They all got different advantages and disadvantages, so I'm actually going to take the girl that's going to be running them.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of I got the idea which one I want. I'm kind of see which one she's going to be the one in there the most, so kind of get her opinion on it.
Okay, right on. Well, do you have a minute to talk real quick?
I sure do. Actually, I got about a half hour drive before I get anywhere, so.
Okay, cool. So everything looks great. I have all of your files here. Everything's been submitted. But there's just one little thing real quick. On your tax return, for some reason, why is the social different than the one on the application that you sent?
That's a hell of a good question because I never even looked at it.
Yeah.
What social's on there?
On the tax return is the 302823.
That's my ex-wife.
Okay. And then the one on the application
is 296725285.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, that's the one. Well, my wife. That was one's my wife's and one's mine.
Okay. Okay. Well, that clears it up. Do you know why she's on the tax return as a shareholder?
She was because I told you I was getting divorced.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
okay.
So everything is basically the business is mine now and she has nothing to say with it. I can get some from the court. I was actually allowed to basically borrow money and stuff. As long as she's not signing on it, I'm allowed to advance anything I want with the company right now.
Okay. That should
that
be fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I can't put her name on it.
Okay.
That's what the judge said. Judge says you can borrow whatever you want. You can sign. Like I just bought a property behind me.
Mm-hmm.
At my shop. Same thing. I was waiting until I went to court before he said I could. I didn't want to buy it because I didn't want her to have an equity in the property. So he said no. There was a line drawn about 2 weeks ago that everything was. That's why I was waiting on these loans.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. That's really fine. That helps.
And I can get a letter from the accountant or get something that shows that if you need it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know yet, but I can just tell my underwriter that's what's going on there. They were just curious of why that was going on, but they might need something, so.
That's fine.
Okay, cool. And then I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, so that's all good there. Now I just want to set up, what's a good time, since you have like a half an hour right now, would it be an okay time for my underwriter to give you a call? Because I think they have an answer for you.
That'd be perfect. I'd love to talk to someone. I mean, I'd rather get it done right now. Like I said, everything I'm putting together is kind of just hinging around what I get here and what I'm doing, so.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. Let me go talk to him real quick, clear that up. And then you should be getting a phone call from a different number, okay?
Okay. Well, it should be the same area code, 858?
It's either 858 or 619.
Okay, just so I know, so I make sure I get your address.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. All right, bye-bye.